This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. There is currently a flash flood warning for the East Troublesome and Cameron Peak Fire burn scars in north central Grand County. Be advised for possible rock slides and debris as thunderstorms and rain pass over the area. The National Weather Service says flash flooding is likely already occurring. Additionally, a flash flood warning has closed I-70 in both directions in Glenwood Canyon near Glenwood Springs and Dot Cerro. Five cities have sued the state of Colorado and Jared Polos over who has power to make tax rules, Denverite's Kyle Harris reports.
Colorado's constitution allows home rule cities like Denver, Boulder, Pueblo, Commerce City, and Westminster to set many of their own laws and taxes. Starting in August, a new law will force home rule cities to waive sales and use taxes for construction supplies for public school projects, just like other Colorado cities do. Plaintiffs say the new law violates Colorado's constitution, which protects home rule and local policy. A spokesperson for Polis says it's ridiculous for cities to force schools to pay more. Kyle Harris, Denverite.
A former Denver Bronco who died unexpectedly in December had the brain condition CTE, according to researchers at Boston University. 34-year-old Demarius Thomas was found dead at his home in Georgia. Officials have not confirmed a cause. Repeated blows to the head can put someone at risk for CTE, and while the condition itself is not fatal, it can cause significant personality shifts. As a receiver, Thomas spent 8 seasons with the Broncos and helped the team win a Super Bowl in 2016. It's raining in Denver and 86 degrees. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.